Utica Mayor Rob Palmieri announced this week that he's running for a third term in office. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Palmieri is highlighting his successes over the last 8 years while he tries to deflect a challenge from a member of his own party.
Palmieri and a narrow majority of the Utica Common Council passed extending the term limits of the mayor, controller, and council from 8 to 12 years in 2017. But the issue has been divisive in the community, and attempts have been made to reverse the extension.
It's still the fact that you have to run in a race. The bottom line is going to be the residents will make that final decision.
Palmieri says people petition to extend term limits because they are excited about what's going on in Utica and they wanted him to run again. Since taking office, he says Utica has been rebranded as a vibrant city, infusing millions of dollars into its downtown, upgrading its financial rating to an A designation while building up its fund balance. But an opposing petition drive is trying to put the term limits issue to a public vote. It failed to happen last year, but a measure to reverse the term limit extension could be on the ballot this year with Palmieri.
What would transpire at that point? It would take effect at the next election 4 years from now.
Palmieri already has an opponent in this race, Utica Councilman Joe Marino. Both are Democrats, and Marino has been a critic of the mayor, saying if elected, one of the first things he would do is reverse term limits back to 8 years. For WRVO News, I'm Tom Magnarelli.